This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's proposed legislation in the state of Georgia that would effectively stop cities and counties from providing fast internet connections the way they provide sewer service or other utilities. If even one household already has a broadband connection in a local area, then the municipality would be prevented from building its own system. It's a nationwide fight. After the telephone and cable companies declined to build a fast fiber optic network in Lafayette, Louisiana, that city built one of its own. But internet companies have been fighting public broadband networks and have won outright bans in some states. In rural Britain, residents of the village of Arkholme in northern Lancashire were told it would be too expensive to bring fast internet their way, so they're building a fiber optic network themselves. It's called Broadband for the Rural North. It's not quite acronym, BARN. Drawing on some local tech expertise, residents got training in how to do it. Retired art teacher Harry Ball is now hooked up to an internet plenty fast enough to let him watch movies.
Because it's so sparsely populated, nobody wanted to give us a decent broadband. I mean, why would they? There's no money in it for them. A lot of local people decided that if we wanted it, we were going to have to get it ourselves. So there is a fiber optic cable that runs quite close by to the village.
You have people in the community with some technical expertise, is what you're saying.
Exactly so, yeah. So that's just that's been a great thing. And it's been a wonderful community experience because people have really, really come together. We've had some dreadful weather all the time that this has been going on. But people have kept digging trenches, which has had to do laying the cables and the ducting and then refilling them in and then taking each band to the house, to each individual house, and then blowing the fiber through that and finally connecting.
What does it mean, blowing the fiber?
Well, it is actually blow the very, very fine fiber optic through the ducting, but it is actually blown through.
My goodness! And so
I know.
And so I can understand. It probably doesn't take much training to learn how to dig a ditch or how to fill in a trench, but certainly splicing fiber optic cable is probably a skill.
Well, that's been good because we've had training. We've had certain people who volunteered to do this, and there are people who've been trained in the blowing of the fiber. People who've been trained in splicing in the main boxes and so on. And so we have probably, I don't know, perhaps a half a dozen people.
So you're building this local network. Is anyone already hooked up?
Yes, I'm hooked up. Yeah. So what I've got now, I can download to 250 megabit.
That is very impressive. That's what I get in New Jersey.
Is it? Well, there we are. We're catching up.
What did you do, run down the right-of-way of a road? Where did you put these?
No, we had to talk to local landowners, farmers, and we had to persuade them that this was a good idea. Generally speaking, they've been jolly helpful.
How are you paying for all of this?
We can just pay. It's £150, that's all. And some of us have bought shares, because I was quite interested in doing that and supporting him in that way. Of course, as we get closer to people's houses, they begin to think, well, this is on. We can do this. It's wonderful, really.
Well, Harry Ball, thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you.
Lancashire resident Harry Ball. £150 sterling is about $230, by the way. Some of what Mr. Ball and his neighbors are doing sounds a bit like the electric cooperatives that brought power to rural America. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
ICUs, intensive care units, are busy places, lots to do.
Check the patient's weight, take their blood pressure, draw blood work.
Which leaves lots that isn't done with sometimes deadly results. I'm Kai Rizdal, building a better ICU, next time on Marketplace from APM.